the Advantage Executive Platinum Desk. Please say flight information, auto upgrade, agent, or for additional automated services, say main menu.
Agent.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please say flight information, auto upgrade, or for additional automated services, say main menu.
Agent.
So I can get you to the right place. Is your entire trip within the United States, Puerto Rico, or the U.S. Virgin Islands?
No.
I'll connect you to the first available agent. This call may be recorded.
American Airlines.
Could I give you a record locator?
Yes.
It's O like
Oscar.
Yes. O like Oscar.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I apologize for the connection. Let's see if it gets better. I'm traveling
okay.
today. O like Oscar.
Okay, thank you. And your name is?
Benjamin Edelman.
Okay. Let me get you to the Executive Platinum Desk, Mr. Edelman. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Edelman, I have executive. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Edelman.
Could I give you
my
a record?
Yes, yes, certainly.
Excellent. It's
okay. And I'm showing this is your flight, Paris to Boston on the 12th of July. Then it looks like you're staying for a while.
That's it.
Okay. How may I help you?
So I am almost ready to ticket this. I'm just looking at the very beginning of the ticket. I'm actually originating in Berlin on July 12th. Another agent suggested maybe I just get myself from Berlin to Paris, but maybe we could put it right into the same ticket. I see a D fare from Berlin all the way through to Santiago. You see, this is one fare all the way through, which is why it's
okay.
So very reasonable.
Okay, so we're going to go Berlin to Boston, right?
Berlin to Boston. We could do it, I suppose, via either London or Paris are probably the two best ways to do that.
Okay. Santiago. I'm just going to rebuild it, not change anything.
Great.
But just say, okay, this is what we're doing. And then Santiago back to Boston on the 11th, on the 10th of March. And then Boston to Berlin, correct, on the 1st of April? You
right.
want to make that totally?
Yeah, that will do it the same way.
Okay. Let's see if we can pull something here for you. Okay. That you come into London, London, Japan. Okay, I have the return. I'm trying to get the outbound. Just
yeah, that's what I was struggling with. I was looking at the inventory. It's not so easy to get a D seat on the July 12th.
Busy time of the year. I'm
yes.
Put you on hold.
Thank you.
And I will be right back.
Thank you.
I'm going to try possibly Air Berlin.
Yes, I.
They are
one
of our
one
partners.
World. Yes, they're brand new, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Let's support them.
Yes, they
I'm
are.
I'm sure they need all the help they can get.
Okay.
See, they have a 7 a.m. flight, which is okay. How is this looking to you? Does it look very difficult? I'm thinking it might be too hard and I'm better off with what I have, especially if
I'm going to look one more thing that I can actually make, hopefully make a difference with, and
okay.
That's where I'm headed.
Okay.
Okay, now let's see what the Well, the computer's thinking.
Okay. Is it thinking about giving us a price?
Well, either that or laughing in my face.
Uh-huh. This is a
one or the other.
A funny itinerary, isn't it? It gets me to South America and then back to Europe. It's like two trips in one. The computer might not like that. I know it's probably very fragile.
Well, it's what it found that it likes. Gives me $8,256.40.
Okay, so that's a pretty big increase over what I had.
Mm-hmm.
Probably better off just making my own way from Berlin to Paris for $3,000. I can do that.
Or you can even, from Berlin to Paris, you could probably use mileage in first class, but a lot less.
I can find something else. Let's just go back to the way it was on hold when you found it, and we'll review the ticket and then issue it if we can.
Certainly. Okay. We have Thursday, the 12th of July, departing Paris on an American Airlines flight at 1:25. You arrive into Boston at 3:35 in the afternoon. On the 1st of March, you're departing Boston at 3:50 in the afternoon, connecting through JFK to a flight operated by LAN, and arriving into Santiago at 9 o'clock the morning of the 2nd. On the 10th of March, sounds like you're having a cup of tea.
I apologize. It's not me. I don't know where. I hear it also, but it isn't.
Sounds like a tea kettle. On the 10th of March, American flight operated by LAN departs at 10:20 in the evening, connects to an American flight, and you arrive into Boston at 1:50 the afternoon of March 11th.
Yes.
On the 1st of April, you're going to depart Boston at 8 o'clock in the evening. 7:45 the next morning, you're going to connect to a British Airways flight, and you'll arrive Paris at 1 o'clock.
That's what I've got, too. Do you suppose that the connection in New York on the way back from Santiago, I don't know what the minimum connect time is between LAN and American for an international arrival. There is an earlier American flight at 8:15 a.m., so that would be 65 minutes. Probably the computer thinks I can't do it, even though I know I can. So I'd make it standby, I guess. If you could just check the minimum connect time. If it's permitted, then I'd ticket it correctly.
And this is on the return, correct?
Yes, on the return.
The 10th and the 11th.
Yes. It's a minute. It's an hour 15, 75 minutes, and I have 65 minutes. There we go. Okay, that's just fine.
That's verifying minimum connection time. So yep. It says that
that's the best we can
do. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Not to worry. I know that will be fine. Could you review the fare and tax?
Certainly. Okay. I'm showing that the fare in U.S. dollars, $48.28, and
Great. And could you review the penalties?
Okay. Let me just... Well, the first class has no penalty. We know that. Thank you. You have a DFR fare on everything. So it looks to me it's a restricted business class. It looks to be a normal fare.
Sort of change the dates is no charge.
Looking for changes.
Great.
Tickets must be purchased earlier than 27 days before departure. Where do I get my changes and my penalties here? Must be no later. Seasons, no restrictions. It's showing me that it is a normal fare. And a normal fare is not an excursion fare. The normal fare does not have any penalties or changes.
Right, so I can change the dates then, and so long as there's the D inventory that we need, and of course keep the routing the same, then I'm going to be fine.
Correct.
That's great. Let's go ahead and ticket it. I have a business extra number for you and also, of course, a credit card number.
Okay, just a moment. Let me get the business extra number in there first.
I apologize for the noise on the line. I've never heard anything quite like this.
Oh, well, I don't know if it's on your side or my side because we've got a new technical system and it's a little odd.
All right, well, I'm glad to hear it might not be my fault. That makes me feel better.
Okay, what is your cart, your business extra number?
Yes.
Okay, and the credit card you are going to be using. Your email address is... Now, your cell phone is... That can we reach you there? Is it internationally compatible?
It is if I pay for it, but I can't stand the price.
Okay. So is there a number that we can reach you when you're in?
I don't know it. I'll monitor the flight myself.
You'll get it. Okay. You're kidding me. You haven't been doing anything in your reservation, correct?
No, I don't have it open at all.
Okay. Give me a moment. Has been modified. Ignore and start over.
Oh, my.
I love my job, I love my job, I hate my computer, I hate my computer. I don't know, I really know. It's a lot better than taking everything and putting it on a little thing. And so if you give me your credit card number again, I will try to make sure that it doesn't slip away from us.
And you've got the business extra cart in there already.
Yes, I do.
Great. Okay. This is
expiration. And the card ID number. Just go over this again because it's kicking it back. Expiration date is.
That's right.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to suggest we could double check the billing phone number. I think the billing phone number on this card could be different if that's something they look at.
Okay. Okay. Let me try that. Let me go over the credit card number. Now it sounds like they're playing Star Wars.
I don't know what's going on. I apologize again in case it's my fault.
Oh, don't worry. I don't, you know, whatever it is, we can hear each other fairly good enough, well enough that we can get done what we need. That's all we need, right?
I'm not complaining.
Okay, you are all set.
Great, so I'll get an email confirmation then when it tickets.
Yes, we'll email itinerary and receipt once we've charged your credit card and send everything to you.
Great, thanks so much. Thanks for being with me.
You're welcome, and you have a great day.
Thanks.